와. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please be seated. I'm going to speak for a very short time, so I want you to just I want you to just listen carefully for just a few minutes, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, and then we'll be I hear you close at 8. So all right. So my topic is, can't you do just a little bit more? Can't you do just a little bit more? All right? Can't you do just a little bit more? These are the words of a man called J.G. Morrison, who was making an appeal for missionaries and people to send, and I think also for financial help. And his words were, can't you do just a little bit more? Now, I believe that when it comes to the work of God, if we can do just a little bit more, it will make a big difference. Hallelujah. Many of us are operating under capacity when it comes to certain things. We are all out, but when it comes to God's work, then we seem to be a little lower. You get it? So the question today is, can't you do just a little bit more than you are doing? Amen. Amen. Can't you do just a little bit more? It is point number 54 in my book, 120 Reasons Why You Should Be a Soul Winner. Where is that book? Tell them, can't you do just a little bit more? Amen. Thank you. That's the book. And it's point number 54. Are you with me? Yeah. Well, I think you've got a different version here. All right. But anyway, so can't you do just a little bit more? And I believe that many of us can do a little bit more than we are doing. Now, what does it mean, can't you do just a little bit more? It means, can't you win a few more souls? Amen. Can't you win? Can't you build a bigger church, just a little bigger than the one you are doing? Amen. Yeah. Okay. It's point number 63, not 54. I like to get that right. So when you read this book, yeah, can't you do just a little bit more? It is a statement that was made in 1930. Yeah, they are asking people to do just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. A little bit more will make a difference. If the church was a little bigger, it would have included some more people. If we were to have a little more crusades, we could have won a few more souls. If we could pray a little bit more, can't you do just a little bit more? That comes from you, what you can do. Now, many of us are happy to do just a little. When it comes to singing, we've just heard some nice songs. Two good singers have sung for us. I wrote those songs. And, oh no, I'm making a point. I'm making a point. We have so many types of singers. You give them this song to sing, and they say, we can't remember the words. And then you give another song, and then they are able, or they bring their own song. That's when they are able to remember the words. You get it? Now, the reason why they cannot sing the song or remember the words is because in their hearts, they have not received the word of God and made it their own vision. You see, it's like something is being superimposed on you from outside. Something you don't really want to do. So there needs to be some extra drive from somewhere, because that one is too hard. But what you like, you are able to do more and more and more and more. And so that's why I believe that God is asking us today, can't you do just a little bit more of the work of God? And I believe that if we were all to do just a little bit more, there will be such a difference. Even the governments that we have, you can see, if they were to do a little bit more within the 4 years, things would be a little different. So, sometimes it is just a little thing that changes everything. And if we are prepared to do some of the little bit extra that God is requiring of us, I believe we can do great things for the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, doing a little bit more is what God is looking for from us in this conference. Why are you learning? Why are we doing the art of shepherding? So that we'll be better at looking after people and have bigger churches a little bit more. We had the Kodesh, or we were at Kolegono, and we decided to start a church here. So the question was, God was asking, can't you do a little bit more than just being at Kolegono? And that is what led to this church building, this church existing. Can't you do a little bit more? Can't you do a little bit more than what you are doing? That's this church. Because we were happy in Kolegono. Bishop Ogo was my follow-up director, follow-up and counseling. We had a ministry called follow-up and counseling. He was follow-up and counseling. But the question is, can't you do a little bit more than, you know, you are in your church and you are a king of kings in your church and a lord of lords in your church? But can you not do something just a little bit more than what you are doing? Amen. And I believe that that would make a big difference in the work of God. Some of you have been to the Kodesh. The Kodesh is, even when you Google largest church buildings in Ghana, it comes up as the largest. You know? But all the time, these words are ringing in my heart. Can't you do just a little bit more than you are doing or than you have done? A little bit more. And those words are the words that must be ringing in your heart. And those words will lead you to the keys to doing just a little bit more than what you are doing. If you have one church, what about if you have 1.5 churches? Like one church and a small one. Like a small baby church. What do you think? It may become a very big thing one day. Can't you do just a little bit more? And I believe you can do a little bit more. Yeah, I believe you can do a little bit more. When we were at the Kodesh, that voice in me was, you can do a little bit more. And that is how come we have now built the Kadesh and the Kadesh. They are all completed buildings. Amen. So, this is a master key to growth and expansion in the ministry, is to have in you these words, all right? And these words are very, very key to making you become what God wants you to become. Amen. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Wow. Habakkuk chapter 2. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. Now, you know, Proverbs 29 verse 18 says that without a vision, without guidance, without a direction, the people don't do well. So today, you might as well consider my presence here and my little statement to you. Can't you do just a little bit more to be a spiritual vision that God is giving to you? Can't you do just a little bit more than you are doing? Yes, and I believe you can. So Habakkuk chapter 2, it says, I'll stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So what answer are you going to give to the Lord? Because in a sense, he's reproving you. You think you've done something, and he's saying, can't you do a little bit more? Can't you do more? You are a lay person. Can't you do more as a lay person? You are in full-time ministry. Can't you do more? You are doing a crusade. Can't you do a little bit more of soul winning? You are doing prayer. Can't you do a little bit more praying? Just a little bit more. It would make a big difference. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain. That he may run that readeth it. So a vision makes you run. So knowing that I can do just a little bit more makes me run. When you don't have it, you not run. You stand. But when it is in you that I can do a little bit more. Now, I was just leading a prayer meeting, and I was telling the people, I want us to pray for God to give us five years to bear fruits. And I said, assume you will be dead in the next 5 years. When I look at my age, there are many people that I know my age, they are dead. And 5 years time, what if I add it to my age, a lot of people are dead by that time. Yes. A lot of people are dead by that time. So, like the Bible says, John was a shining and a burning light. And I said, let's pray that God should make us a shining and a burning light for a season. Let's see if God can give you 5 years to do, and I'm presenting that to you. You see, anytime you go for a funeral, you never think that maybe you are the next. It doesn't occur to you. We don't like such thoughts at all. Supposing you were going out of this world in 5 years, what would you do? What would you do? Supposing you not exist in 5 years' time, you'll not be around. People have even forgotten. They finish your 1 year celebration. Huh? What would you do? You go and learn how to make meat pies. What will it do for you when you know how to make meat pie? You go and learn how to make rock bands. You get more money, more this, more that. Can't you do just a little bit more of what will matter when you are not in this world? I have seen that many pastors don't have a big vision, and they are not burning to do just a little bit more. Not a lot more, even just a little bit more. In my travels, most of them have been with Dr. Go. Most, almost everywhere. The one characteristic of pastors is that they are okay as they are. They feel okay. Especially if they eat, they drink, and they are whatever. They have a car, and their children go to school, they are okay. Most people don't have this vision in them. Can't you do just a little bit more than what you are doing? So write the vision and let it make you run. Amen. Are you with me? Is it beautiful? Is it fantastic? Verse 3. For the vision is for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. Now, when the vision is in you, you will try hard to do something great, so that at the appointed time, you see that it has come to pass. Amen. Now, verse 4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Amen. Pride is the reason why the new visions of God do not settle in us. Can't you do just a little bit? I have almost 3,000 lay pastors, and I can say 90% of them could do just a little bit more. 90% could do a little bit more. People don't want to do more. But God wants us to do more. And I see you doing more in Jesus' name. What happens when you get proud? Pride makes you stiff. So when God comes along with something new, you are resistant to what he's saying. If you are humble, even if a goat is showing you the way, you will listen. Yes. That's why I don't put my picture on my books, so that if my color disturbs you, there will be nothing to disturb you. You get it? Because many of us, we only read a white man's book. If a white man wrote, you said, oh, it's a good book. It's from the white man. Yeah. Pride makes us stiff and unable to do a little bit more. Can't I write a few more books? The answer is I can. And I will. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Can't I do just a little bit more? Mark chapter 2. I told you, I'm just sharing something small with you. Mark chapter 2, verse 22. Verse 22. No man putteth new wine into old bottles. You see, new wine represents new things that God wants to do today with people who have been working for him already, who with whom he wants to do a little bit more. But you can't put them into old bottles, lest the new wine doth burst the bottles. Actually, when you put a little bit more into a lot of people, it rather even brings a problem. And it bursts. And the wine is spilled. And the bottles will be mad. New wine must be put into new bottles. So, many of us are not new enough for God to do something just a little bit more, a little bit higher. I have in my church 5,000 chairs. 5,000 chairs. And my church is full on Sunday, usually. Full. But you see, my aim is I've bought more chairs because I want to see 10,000. I feel I can do a little bit more than the 5,000 chairs that I'm seeing. Yes. Practically. So what about you? Can't you do, I hope you will not forget this question, can't you do just a little bit more? It's a vision I'm giving you. Write it in your heart. A vision is like a sentence. Write it in your heart.
can't you do just a little bit more? And to do a little bit more, you must take away your pride. That's why he started by continuing by saying, the soul that is lifted up is not a good thing. And a bottle that is stiff. You see, we don't use leather bottles, so you will not understand. But you imagine your shoes. If you have leather shoes and you put it in water, it becomes dry. It becomes hard. You get what I'm saying? Even willy that we eat, it's actually like you can use it to make shoes. You get it? Now it's different treatment. It's what it is. Yes. Willy is leather that has become so soft and chewable. And it's imported from Mali. How do they make willy? You put it in water. You soak it in water for a long time. They bath on it. Yes. They stand on the leather and they bath on it to soften it. So the first, there are two things that are done to soften the leather. Number one is you put the leather in hot water. Hot water is the first master key to softening old bottles or old leather into willy. Willy is, you can chew it. It's very nice. Water, hot water. Then the second thing is to put it in hot oil. Oil. So for you as a bottle to be transformed into something usable, especially after you've been in church for a long time, after you've been a pastor for some time, after you've been doing things in the church, the next thing is hot water. What does hot water represent? What does hot water represent to you? When somebody says, I'm in hot water, I'm in hot waters, troubles, problems, issues. Many times, troubles lead us into the will of God. Yes. Hot water. And God is softening you. There are two reactions to sin. When you see somebody has sinned and you haven't either been tempted or feel even like sinning the same sin that the person has done, but you are not brave enough to commit that sin. You get it? If you see somebody falling and you can't relate with it, you sound very strong. When you see somebody doing something wrong and you can relate with it, say, hey, me cry, I could have done wilder things than this. You are softer. You see? So your experiences soften you. Hot water softens you. And that's why sometimes there are some people here, you are in financial difficulty. There's a reason. God is softening you. Trials, difficulties to change you and soften you. There are people who wouldn't want to work full time in the ministry until you have been put into hot water. And then after that, the anointing, oil. That's how bottles are turned, are made soft. Oil, you put oil on the leather. So people can't be used to do a little bit more because of the pride and the stiffness. I've done this. I could be proud. Look at the books I've written. My books are in many languages. Oh. My books are in many languages. It's about 19 million books. Yes. So, I'm not here to sell a book to you. I don't even know who brought the books here. I don't know who they are. A lot of people do work with my books. I don't know.
It has no, but if you buy it, no, it doesn't change anything to me. It doesn't give me anything. I don't get anything if you buy it. I could be, I'm okay. But I tell you, from the beginning of this year, there's, and one of the books that I want to write is entitled, Can't You Do Just a Little Bit More? That's the title of the book. Yes. So can't I write it? Can't I sit down? If I get to heaven, I'll be wondering, me a talk, what was I thinking? Why didn't I sit down to just do this book? Just a little bit more. Because I've done something, but can't you do a little bit more? Huh? You know the beautiful song that we sing, take my life and let it be. The Lord to thee, my days I gave to thee. To love you, Lord,
all is the great command. Lord,
I wrote this song in Zimbabwe. We were in Zimbabwe. And I came out of my room and I called Dr. Go, said, come and listen to our new song. And then we gathered around the table. Yes. And we sang it. Yeah. Can't I write just one more song? Huh? Just one more. You see, you'll be surprised. If Matthew, Mark, and Luke had written, John said, but they've written, Matthew has written, Luke has written, what am I going to also do? How is it going to change? Three people have written. What am I also going to add to all this? But John said, I can't remember all the details and so on. Which ones can you remember, John? Okay, I can remember the man by the pool of Bethesda. Matthew, Mark, and Luke couldn't remember that one. I can remember the blind man in John chapter 9. I can remember Lazarus being raised from the dead in John chapter 11. And I can remember the nobleman's son in John chapter 2. Matthew, Mark, and Luke couldn't remember. You can only remember 4 miracles. Matthew could remember about 18 miracles. But the 4 that you could remember, it has changed everything. Those 4 miracles that are in John, those are the only 4 miracles. John has only 4 miracles. The book of John, only 4. The nobleman's son, the man by the pool of Bethesda, the blind man in John chapter 9, and Lazarus raised from the dead. Finish. After that, there's no miracle. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Just a little bit, one little book would change. Look at what we are benefiting. So a little bit more is not, as you may think, nothing. It's a great thing. Just a little bit more. What about one more church? What about ordaining one more pastor? What about consecrate one more bishop? What about writing one more book? Can't you do just a little bit more before your time is over? Can't you build one more church? You know, this church is a nice church, but there's no ceiling. There's no air conditioner. We have plastic chairs. And I told Dr. Go, try and build one more church. He has built a cathedral at Oyibi. Roof it. Another cathedral in the mountain, Pedriasi. Built huge. Bigger than these places. He has built. Because, you see, can't you build one more rather than just glorifying yourself in one center? Can't you do just a little bit more than the things you are doing? That's the question God is asking. And I believe the answer is only one answer. The answer is yes. And I prophesy to you that you can do a little bit more than you are doing. You can. You can. You can. You can. You can. You can do a little bit more. You can do many great things. Many great things. It's not over. It's not the end of your ministry. Yes. It's not the end.
Sit down. I've not finished preaching.
A little bit more.
Not so much more. Just a little bit more. To make a big difference.
Makes a difference.
That's why I like laying foundations of churches. Yeah. Because you see, to lay the foundation is different from even building. When you lay the foundation, by all means it will be built.
Yes. A little bit more. One more. One more. One more. One more. You can have a little bit more.
So, I want you to go out of this place believing that before the bell goes, bang, 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 get ready. There will be two bells in your life. One is get ready to stop. And then stop work. There are two. In fact, even in school, I remember we had a rising bell. Was there a pre-rising bell? A bell before the rising bell. But I think there's a rising bell for juniors and rising bell for seniors. Something like that. Yeah. There was one at 5 and 5:30. Yeah, seniors can wake up at 5:30. Now, Revelation chapter 2. Beautiful. Now, I know thy works, verse 2, thy labor, thy patience, thou hast borne. Thou hast done many things. Verse 5, verse 4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Therefore, repent from whence thou art fallen and do the first works. Else I'll come quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place. Now, some years ago, I was just doing crusades. You know, I was at the Kodesh. Then one day I was having my quiet time, and then I had my quiet time on this verse. You have left your first love. And I said, me, I've left my first love. You know, I reacted to the quiet time. Do you understand? I was having my quiet time. And I reacted. I said, me? What first love again? Am I not doing crusades? Am I doing evangelization? Doing this, so many things. I reacted to that word. But it kept ringing in my heart. And later on, as other things unfolded, I could sense my heart. God was telling me, your first love was shepherding people. A shepherd. That's why that word shepherd is so prominent in our church. The shepherd of people. So he was ministering to me that I've left my original first love of pastoring people. What Jesus said, do you love me? Feed my sheep. I like people who feed my sheep. Talk to my children. Talk to them. Feed them. But one of the considerations was, can I do it at the same time be doing crusades? Evangelism. But you see, the answer is that, can't you do a little bit more? The answer was yes, I can. And I am. I am feeding my sheep. And I am still doing the crusade at even a higher intensity. Can't you do just a little bit more? It's a question God will ask you till you die. And if that question is ringing in your heart, you will always do a little. A first love and an old love, you cannot compare. First love, it gives rise to first works. Yes. First works. First love and first works. And God is telling you, when you go to first love, you do greater works because you are more zealous.
You don't have to call somebody who is experiencing first love and tell the person, when you go home, do this, then do this, do this, do this, do this. These are the point number one, number two, number three, and then do this. You don't have to do that. But to people that have passed their first love and have thrown away the love into the ocean, you have to sit down and give point number one, do this. Number two, when your husband comes, do this. Number three, do this. Number four, do, because there is no first love. So the first works are gone. That is why many older men go for small, small girls. Yes. Yes. Even Christians. Yes. They are looking for first love. Yes. You don't
have to.
It's just a side comment, but it's true.
So true.
Yeah. God doesn't need to counsel somebody who loves him with first love. There is energy in the person. Yeah. And the person will flow and do it a little bit more naturally. Yes. First love is a little bit more. Yes. What is the difference between love and first love? It's a little bit more. Yes. A man was walking with his beloved outside, and the beloved tripped, and he picked her up. Oh, sorry. Wipe hair, clean hair. After he cleaned hair, then he bent down and picked the stone that made her trip. And he cursed the stone and threw the stone away. That's first love. Some few years later, they were walking around the same place, and she tripped again. And this time she said, can't you look at where you are walking? I mean, why can't you see where you are walking? You are not concentrating. Always on your phone. If you were not on your phone, you would have seen the stone. These are old love. But the first works of picking a stone and cursing the stone and throwing it away, all those things are gone. And what is the difference? A little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more. So, as we go out of this meeting and this conference, God is telling you, a little bit more prayer. A little bit more prayer. A little bit more fasting. A little bit more watching. A little bit more follow up. A little bit more interest in visitors who come to the church. Just a little bit more interest in visitors. Just a little bit more. A little bit more deep sea fishing. You know what is deep sea fishing? A little bit more. A little bit more care for someone who is a new convert and has given his life to Christ. Just a little bit more interest in the person's salvation. It will make a lot of difference. If you remember, chant the words of J.G. Morrison, Nazarene Church, 1930. Point number 63. Can't you do just a little? You are following the anointed. Can't you follow a little closer? Like a little more closer than you are following? Can't you be a little closer than you are? You can. Can't you be a little more anointed than you are? You can. I can be more anointed than I am. Because it's only Jesus who was anointed without measure. The rest of us were anointed with measure. God anointed me in Suhum to teach. But some years ago, I was at a crusade, and in my room, an angel came there with a very tall bottle, as tall as this, long, thin snout. The bottom was round, and said, "This is for you." It was anointed. From that time, I started to notice a difference. Yes, I was not expecting that because I was extremely tired. I had been traveling and I was exhausted. But that night, as soon as I lay down, here was this bottle of oil, a little bit more anointing. For your journey, you can be a little bit more anointed than you are. I'm telling you. Can't you do just a little bit more? Then one day I saw a bowl of oil, that was spilling like that, and it was like, yet more. You see, there is always a little bit more than the level that you are at. I tell you. No matter how, whatever you've reached. Only that you don't know people that are doing a little bit more than your level of doing it. There's more. I'm telling you. And that day, when the angel came to me with a bottle, I didn't pray for the sick. People were healed during the... They started to shout during the preaching. They started shouting during the... No prayer. They started shouting during the preaching.
Hallelujah.
We are healed.
Hallelujah.
We are healed. We are healed. There is something a little bit more than the level that you are in. And may the Lord give you the little bit more that you desire in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the many who are here tonight. I prophesy that just a little bit more shall be given to everyone here. And I see somebody's right hand being stretched out to accomplish just a little bit more than you accomplished. I see somebody's right leg going a step further, a little bit more than you have gone, you are going to enter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now may whatever you have accomplished be small in your eyes. May wherever you have reached be a small thing to you. May you rise from this conference and go and do a little bit more in every dimension and in every area. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is missing, you are finding it tonight. 3 months from today, 3 months from today, you will notice a climb. You will notice a step up. You will notice a change that has become permanent in your ministry. In the name of Jesus. From today, begin to win a few more souls. Plant more churches. Build more churches. Do more crusades. Do more for God. A little bit more. A little bit more.
Yes.
I shake off the leather old wineskins.
Amen.
And release you into new wineskins.
Yes.
May you be flexible.
Amen.
And may you be malleable in the hands of the Lord. Whatever is a tradition in you that does not allow you to be flexible, be delivered from it now in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Be released from your traditions.
Amen.
And be flexible to flow.
Amen.
In a little bit more.
Yes.
A little bit more.
Yes.
Now, lay hands on your eyes. Father, show everyone here the vision of a little bit more. Show us.
Yes.
Show us. Receive. Yes. A vision of something that is just a little bit more.
I receive.
But it makes a big difference. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Now lift your hand and thank God. Your eyes are open to see a little bit more. In the name of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you.
Yes.
Called you.
Yes.
Set you apart.
Yes.
May you enjoy a little bit more and the fruits of a little bit more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said amen and amen.